Are delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear, in answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. With this mail call, we salute the courageous men of the British 1st Airborne Division. And here on hand to see that salute is one of the most talented, beautiful, and delectable leading ladies of the stage and screen, and on the small band, Miss Selena Bycroft.
And then it's an honor to be here to pay tribute to the gallant men of the British 1st Airborne Division. First on the list of contributors to send this mail call on its way to them in particular, and to all you GIs everywhere, is one of your favorite singing groups, the Pied Pipers, with a brand new group entitled Cabin of the Cup. And her Hammond organ, with her own arrangement that I've got given. Thank you.
That was really Audrey Masters. Our next male call guest is a young comedy performer who made such an impact on Hollywood that we're still holding our heads and running the jitters. If you saw up in arms, you know I can only be referring to Johnny Cage. Well, that's all right, Johnny, but don't you have to call me Miss Banker. Call me Camilla. Oh, no, Camilla. Oh, it's a little bag. Isn't that pretty? It's an old Indian name. It reminds me of blue skies, golden sunshine, and fleecy white clouds. What does it mean in Indian? Now I know where I am. Well, I guess it must have been the California name. But this is a thrill meeting, you, Lily. You're really my idea of a fine actor.
Yeah, fine.
You get so much out of every sentence, every word. I even remember one time where all you said was, Yes. Believe me, there's no ordinary What was so special about my
Well, I don't know quite how to say it, but the
lady you've got in your And after I saw what that one little for conflict, I went around saying, Well, when last you came home, she came home to me.
Well, Johnny, you didn't have to pick up anything from me. You don't have to imitate anybody. You can stand by yourself. I saw your performance in Up in Arms.
Oh, did you really see?
Yeah, you can stand by yourself. I'm sorry, I didn't mean for that sound. I didn't enjoy it, Up in Arms.
Well, it was a pretty good picture considering that we had to shoot the whole thing at night, practically.
At night?
Well, yes. I can't leave the house during the day. I'd never forgive myself if I missed an episode of Life Can Be Beautiful.
Now, don't tell me you follow those corny series on the radio, John.
Delilah, look. I don't drink, smoke, or gun. And a man has to let himself go sometimes. Besides, I really enjoy them. Well, I like them so much, I even buy the product. You know, I've got so much soap in my house that now every time it rains, I give the whole neighborhood a bubble bath.
Yeah. Thanks for the tip. The next time you go, you must wash out our undies together.
Yeah, I'd give anything to be in one of those daytime series.
Well, that's a pretty easy order for mail call to fill. We do almost anything around here. Don Wilson, can you pick this guy up with the daytime serial?
Why, sure.
Oh.
But I've just been dying to set my teeth in the commercial, and Danny, you better stand by because you're a man of few parts in this here now clam bake, and Ethel Smith is going to musically set the scene.
And this is a taste of tiny, the new dehydrated breakfast food presents Hilda Hotchkiss, Girl Woman. But first, a word about our product. Tasty Tinies are a new departure in breakfast food. They're dehydrated to 1 millionth their original size. Try them tomorrow morning. Drop one in a bowl of water and run for your life.
back to our story. The story of an odd, diplomatic question and a girl who was born in a small mining town in Colorado. And here she is now. Hilda Hatfield.
Oh, such a dream, such a dream.
Pierre or Brick? Which one shall I marry? Shall I marry Pierre, handsome, wealthy, charming, and intelligent, whom I love madly? Or shall I marry Brick, ugly, poor, stupid, and dirty? Whom I despise? Oh, the problems a girl has to face these days. Who shall I turn to with my problem? I have no mother. I have no father. And Mr. Anthony hates me. I shall have to decide too. Come here.
Oh, mon chéri. It is I, Pierre, your continental lover.
Where have you been?
Out loving the continent.
Tell me, darling, do you really love me?
Mon chéri. Mon amour, mon petit, mon charmant, mon...
Oh, stop the name.
Do not think me so. Tonight I want you alone. We will sit on the sofa. I will turn the lights low. Then I will take you in my arms and hold you tight and tight until you are a player.
Then will you steal my kisses?
No, I'll steal your cigarette.
Oh, mon chéri. Oh, darling, that must be good. Oh, you must hide kisses. Get behind my curtain.
Pierre hides from no man.
But, darling... darling, Butch is 64, 250 pounds, and he'll kill you on sight. What do you say to that?
How do I leave behind the curtain?
Butch!
Hey, Bud, come over here. I love you, see? But that's me between James and Brooklyn.
I'm a John fan.
What's them feet over there under that curtain?
But, darling, they're not too young of that curtain.
Oh. Oh, for a minute I thought there was someone in their room. Hey, wait a minute! Whose feet are those sticking out from under your dress?
Oh, darling, those are my feet, too.
What a dream. 4 feet and they're all mine.
Never mind the curtain. What do you want to do tonight, darling? Do you want to go to the movies?
Yeah.
Do you want to go out dancing? You want to go out riding, darling?
No.
Well, what do you want to do, darling?
Let's go down the cellar and see some rats.
Oh, darling, you always want to see something.
Well, I'm a crack shot, see? Now watch, look. I'll hit that curtain right over there. What happened? The curtain hits the curtain? Or did Pierre get it right in the water?
Tune in to Barrio for the next episode of Hilda Hatfield, Girl Idiot.
Gee, that was
swell. I can hardly wait for the next one.
Danny,
I've had enough.
Well, I've had enough. I'll put this one up. That's my line.
I know. We did it in rehearsal. We're going to stick to it. I'll put this one out, too.
Okay, I've had enough of this. I'll put this one out, too.
Okay, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll carry on along. The makers of Fatso Reducing Pills present an older mugwump, your old grandfather. But first, a word about our product, Fatso Reducing Pills. Ladies, are you troubled by unsightly bulges? Do you go in where you should come out and you come out where you should come in? Lumpy old things, aren't you? But now, back from an over mugwump. A dream call, our heroine was about to marry Sylvester Sloop. His father went to jail on a false charge of robbery, only to have a sentence cut in half when the judge found out it was really murder. Meanwhile, old man Hawkins has been attempting to get poor widow Jones to invest her life savings in his mad scheme for reclaiming used milk bottle cups. But he has reckoned without Charles, the old reliable Charles. He flew in some pups now to prevent Nick, old reliable Nick, from telling Carolyn, old reliable Carolyn, to stop milking the cow which had grown too old to be reliable. But what is this to do with Minerva Mugwump? Or Sylvester Street? Or old man Hawkins? Or the milk bottles? Or Pottstown? Or Pottstown Reducing Pills? These seemingly unrelated facts were all part of a gigantic plot to kidnap the older man. As our scene opens, Minerva is sitting in the parlor, knitting a staircase for her stepmother. Let's listen.
I'll be surprised how powerful they are when you dissolve them in the toilet of Scotch.
Father, we have a sick
Get him, Father. I say, do you like these blue shorts I'm wearing? As I told the police now, Francis is in here. So what's the difference between happening and the report? I don't know what they're doing with my life. I'll be looking for the scripture if I find out where it's going. This man won't pay his rent.
And I won't pay the rent for Central Landlord.
But you know, who has the rent money? Ah, I haven't, Father. Oh, well, I don't. And who's Carol's money? You. I don't know where I am. Sure, who asked you? Well, I thought it was cut my wife. Father, you. Yes. Take him out. What is there any time in the month? Give me that. Okay, you. I'll hit him with the baby. With the baby? Not with the baby,
Now, as we take our leave of these simple, everyday people, we are reminded once again that life can be beautiful.
Thank you, Danny Kay. I never thought you'd make it. And don't go away, Donald. We want some more of you later. Now, let's see. Who's next?
I am, Camille.
Ah, Vanilla. Glad to hear it. You know, I like that name, Georgia. I'm from the South, too.
Oh, are you? Where about?
Alabama.
Well,
shut my mouth and help the chicken bird if I am.
You're from Alabama, all right.
Well, Georgia, there's no use us talking here. We used to be singing. How's about it?
Well, I see it, Camille. It's an oldie, but a goodie. It's George Gershwin, but not for me. Thank you.
Success of Danny Kaye's picture Up in Arms, we've had hundreds of requests for him to repeat his famous melody and chorus. Danny, what about it?
Well, as a rule, I sure appreciate the fellows writing into melody and chorus, but without television, the song sounds like Mrs. Kaye's little boy just blew his top. So instead, I'd like to enter an old favorite of mine called Minnie the Moochin.
Oh, that's sure, Danny. Can we join in on all the answers?
Oh, by all means, everybody join in. You and Georgia, the band, the audience here, and particularly the audience overseas. Everybody. I will just conduct you, and as I beckon, you unleash your golden throat. All right, Major, shall we start the dirty work?
Is a song about Minnie the Moochin. She was a red-eyed Moochin Goochin. She was the roughest and the toughest friend, but Minnie had a heart as big as a well. Ha ha ha.
Judith Fontaine. Judith, the gallop, the gallop,
close of this mayor call, I'd like to ask you all to join with me in paying tribute to as gallant a crew of men as ever fought and bled and died. I refer to the men of the 1st British Airborne Division, who attempting to outflank the Richard line, battled so fiercely for 8 full days at Arnhem, Holland. Of the 8,000 men flown in, only 2,000 able to withdraw. Now, soldiers don't go in for flag waving of any sort, I know that. All the hue and cry and compliments of what a great job they've done. Other than just so many empty words, theirs is a life of action, fighting, and death. And here, high-sounding phrases just don't belong. But I do know this, and I'm sure you men will agree with me. In the years to come, when any man comes up and says to you, "I fought with the British Airborne Force at Arnhem," take off your hat to him, shake his hand, and buy him a drink. For this, his is the stuff of which Britain's greatness is made. Good night, and God bless you all.
The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include the Lullaby Head, Danny Kaye, Georgia Gibbs, Ethel Smith, the Bide Pipers, and yours truly, Don Wilson. This program is arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.